Here, are we at the peak of the property market? Well, this is one of the biggest questions a lot of buyers and sellers are asking me today. After several years of strong price growth in both the private and HDB market, many people are wondering whether Singapore property price have reached their peak. Well, based on the latest data from URA and HDB, the market does not look like it is crashing, but it's clearly showing signs of slowing down. Most importantly, transaction volume has softened, which is often one of the earlier signs that momentum is fading. Let's start with the private residential market first. According to URA, prices of private residential property rose by 3.3% for the whole of 2025, slower than the 3.9% increase in 2024. On a quarterly basis, price growth has also moderated. Price growth 0.8% in first quarter, 1% in second quarter, 0.9% in third quarter, and just 0.6% in fourth quarter 2025. This tells us that prices are still increasing, but the pace of growth is easing. In other words, the market is not as bullish as anyone thinks. It is becoming more selective and more resistant to aggressive price increase. At the same time, transaction activity suggests buyers are becoming more cautious. URA reported 3,600 private resale transactions in second quarter 2025 and 3,800 in third quarter 2025, followed by only 3,500 units in fourth quarter 2025. While there was some quarter-on-quarter improvement, the overall market showed a clear skew towards new homes to drive volume. We can see that new home captured a larger percentage of overall resale transaction volume in the last two quarters. Well, this trend will continue to take center stage as buyers are more in favor of new homes today. However, the way I look at this is when transaction volumes slow down while prices continue to rise, it usually means buyers have difficulties affording. This is often what happens near the later stage of any upcycle. Here, I've been marketing some resale condo lately. Let me share with you the hard truth. They have proven to be extremely challenging to market, especially if your private condo do not have a unique selling point. Inquiry level is very weak. Private owners have to price to sell or offer attractive discount to move units. If you are still asking for sky-high prices, sorry ho, you can continue to wait long, long. This is especially so with a pending Middle East war going on. Most savvy buyers to investors will be very wary of job security with rising oil prices and inflation. If you are still entering today, make sure you have a stable job and deep, deep reserve. The HDB resale market is also showing the same pattern. HDB resale price index rose by 2.9% for the whole of 2025, a sharp moderation from the 9.7% increase in 2024. Quarterly growth also slowed significantly, from 1.6% in first quarter 2025 to 0.9% in second quarter, 0.4% in third quarter, and then stay flat in fourth quarter. In fact, HDB stated that 4th quarter 2025 was the first time since 1st quarter 2020 that resale price remained unchanged. This is a major sign that the resale market is losing steam. Transaction volume in the HDB market also reflect this slowdown. HDB resale transaction in 4th quarter 2025 were only 5,200 units. This is in comparison to 7,200 cases in 3rd quarter. This is a decline of 1,900 units or 27%. This is a significant dip, my friend. This suggests that even though price remain high, buyer resistance have already set in. So, where did the demand go to? Come on, it's quite obvious if you are looking at what's happening today. HDB has been ramping up the supply of BTO flats across standard, plus and prime category, including units in very, very desirable location. Naturally, that pull demand away from the resale market. Here, I'm always wondering, who is going to buy those resale HDB flats going forward? Singles, many of them are holding back and waiting to see whether HDB will eventually relax the age limit for buying BTO flat directly. Then what about second timers? A large number of them are also trying for BTO units. That leaves mainly private property owners as well as buyers who are not eligible for BTO flats because they exceed the income ceiling. Thankfully, Singapore still see around 30,000 new citizens and 40,000 new permanent residents each year. And this group could help support demand. Let me be very blunt here. Without this incoming pool of new citizens and PR, HDB resale price would have tumbled long time ago. So, are we at the peak of the property market? Maybe not yet. but we are very likely in the late stage of this current growth cycle. Price will not collapse or crash yet, but the data show a clear slowdown in both price growth and transaction volume. That usually means the market is no longer being driven by speculative investment demand. Here, the data for quarter 1, 2026 to even quarter 2, 2026 will be very interesting to watch. It will give us a more holistic picture of the health of the property market. For seller, it's important to price to sell. As for buyers, maybe patient pay for those that keep waiting a little while more. As I always say, don't kanchong. Prepare your ammunition. Keep the best for the last, like I always